Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
You're listening to The Tidbit, brought to you by Curate. Live at the Lion Hotel in Abnus Morgan, I'm your host and the CEO of Curate, Kim Bryden. Do you run a small business or have dreams to start one? Well, here at The Tidbit, we've got your back. Each week, we talk through tidbits of knowledge around starting or running a small business with a food and beverage lens. This show is based on a bi-weekly newsletter that we send out at Curate called The Tidbit. So if you're eager to learn more tidbits of knowledge around the food and beverage industry, starting growing a business, or even entrepreneurship lessons learned, sign up today. We have a send coming out this week. Head over to curateconnect.com and sign up in the footer, CURETEconnect.com. The Tidbit is a wonderful platform, whether it's this radio show or even the newsletter, for us to discuss the how-tos of starting and running a business. So today, a mini-sode to discuss a frequently asked question. Are pop-ups worth it? Love that. Pop-ups are definitely now a part of our culture, and it seems to be, I would say, a part of a lot of people's business models. But have you taken a step back to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Popping up somewhere is actually no easy feat. You need to consider the logistical and legal arrangements with the location you're temporarily inhabiting. You need to consider staffing, payments, and then arguably the most important part, how are you going to make sure people show up? 3 years ago, I wrote a blog post with a flowchart with this exact same premise. Are pop-ups worth it? And I'll link over to it on our show notes on the blog, curate.co/blog, curateco/blog. But let's walk through it. First, you need to determine your objective. Oftentimes when I'm setting a goal, I need to envision what does a successful outcome look like. This helps in framing what it is I'm ultimately going to achieve. So what does that successful outcome look like? And then take steps back from there to figure out how you're going to achieve that goal. So one objective may be generating brand awareness. Maybe that is your goal for creating this pop-up. So then I would ask yourself the questions, does this pop-up allow me to tap into a new audience? Or create a smart partnership with a like-minded organization. And so the opportunity here is potentially creating this long-term relationship building, the community building aspect. But the threat to also consider is that this may not be a financially viable model. And so if you're looking for this pop-up to be revenue generating, maybe having multiple partners in the mix could lead to a revenue split amongst all of these parties, and that might not be able to be the most financially viable option for you. So you really need to determine what is that objective up front. Is it brand awareness? Is it revenue generation? Because that will help you in determining how many people need to be a part of this plan. And in order to sort of avoid a sticky situation, make sure all of the stakeholders involved are on the same page. Don't be afraid to write an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, for all parties to sign. You need to make sure your IP, your intellectual property, is covered and that you're paid for your labor, ingredients, products, especially if you're not the one collecting the money on site. Second, who is your target audience? Have you thought about who your early adopter is of your product? Do they work around or live near the location where you're popping up? And if they don't, how are they going to get there? When you think about your early adopter, I often call this a buyer persona or a buyer profile as well. Who is this person? Give him or her a name and then think through all of their qualities. Where do they live? Where do they work? How old are they? What are their hobbies? What are they reading? What do they listen to? And now that you have this full picture of who this person is, how do you fit into their life? You are the value add. You are the experience. So you need to determine what makes you relevant to their daily routine. Once you identify this unique value proposition, this becomes the backbone of your marketing plan. But you cannot develop a marketing plan without understanding your objective and who it is you're trying to reach. Third, have you thought through the user experience? And I don't just mean the menu concept and the purchasing of ingredients either. What is the ambiance? When people arrive, are they greeted with a certain product, a smile, a secret clue even? What is the user experience of the entire operation? One of the best executed pop-ups I've been to in a very long time is called Carne y Arena. It's a virtual reality exhibit that's popped up on Benning Road Northeast. And for those who are traveling to the District of Columbia, Benning Road Northeast is at the end of the H Street Northeast Corridor, and it's accessible by streetcar from Union Station. So I definitely suggest you checking out that neighborhood, and hopefully you can snag tickets to Carne Arena. I won't give too much away because you should go, but the exhibit explores the human condition of immigrants and refugees. And I'm bringing this up because there is a pre and post experience in addition to the main attraction. The entire flow of the pop-up was considered, not just the main virtual reality event. And so as food and beverage professionals, it is crucial for you to consider how you are setting that scene, creating that mood for your pop-up. It's your shtick, and it will also be what carries you onto the next pop-up or even your permanent location. What is that thread that ties people from experience to experience? Okay, so now you're probably like, Kim, is that it? I've defined my objective. I understand my target audience. I've thought through the user experience. Okay, that sounds like a good kit of parts, a good framework. Nope, there is one last and very important piece, and that is, what is your call to action? What do you want people to do once they've had this experience? Do you want them to sign up for a newsletter so you can stay up to date for future events? Do you want them to tag photos with a particular hashtag? And in doing so, there's some sort of incentive or referral program or loyalty program for them to get involved in? Or do you have a secret code even you could give to guests to provide to their friends so that the word of mouth keeps spreading? Make sure that this call to action is unique to you and your experience. Don't just do something because you think that's the thing that needs to be done. And to provide an example of what I mean by this, a friend of mine hosts experiential dinners in Copenhagen and Portugal in Lisbon. And one of the dinner themes was on food waste. At the end of the dinner, she provided recycled paper postcards and plastic gloves. What does this have to do with food waste? Well, the plastic glove was stapled onto the postcard, and attendees wrote an invite to a friend on the postcard, you know, cordially inviting them to the next dinner. So why a plastic glove? Well, the first course was a dumpster diving for your appetizer. And don't worry, the appetizer was wrapped and it wasn't touching the other garbage, but this is what I am saying. It was so unique. I mean, first of all, a personalized invitation from a friend, that is incredible. I mean, you do not get that one-to-one referral from just anything. And then two, it sparked curiosity, right? Like, why do I have this glove? Well, you got to attend to figure out. And then the fact that the first course was dumpster diving for your appetizer, I mean, this was a super unique experience, and I am sure that it was memorable to all of those involved. Shoot, I wasn't even there, and I remember it. So to recap all of this, define your objective, identify your target audience, think through the user experience, and develop a call to action. This summer, I'm considering hosting a marketing mastermind group for about 10 businesses. Sessions will be hosted virtually, and I'm wondering if this would be interesting to you. We talk through concepts like this one in addition to topics like establishing sales channels and targets and discussing the development of smart partnerships. If this sounds appealing to you, you know, shoot me a note. We love to hear your feedback about the Tidbit Show, the Tidbit newsletter, or if you have more comments or frequently asked questions that are passing on your radar. Head over to Curate and click contact in the top corner. That's curate.co. And I hope you enjoyed this how-to minisode. Again, love to hear from you if you've been experiencing any of these challenges in your work life. And if you enjoy this show, we would be so appreciative if you could leave us a short review on iTunes. Just search the Tidbit and you'll be able to leave us a review and subscribe. So until next time, everyone, remember to scale thoughtfully and source locally.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.